People ask if today is publication day, not realising it's been out some weeks. Nobody has read any reviews. It was a defeat. It had been all about defeat and salvaging honour from defeat, and feeling in the end the book scarcely salvaged anything. But for all of that, something very good had happened to my father. Napoleon had been expunged somehow, and that summer, with an inrush of energy, he had written his autobiography in 6 weeks, exorcising his past and its rucksack of self-pity. "I've given up regrets," he wrote at the end of the year, "knowing it's too late to remedy them, and have swum into my nearly 70s fairly content, grateful for my health and children. I'm often alone but never lonely. I love reading. I watch too much TV. But at the beginning of 1986, I feel gratitude for having survived till nearly 69, an age which in other people I'd regard as almost extinct, but with me curiously vibrant still, and with promise, more books to come, happy, expectant, vital. What a lucky man I am. We all felt it. Napoleon, thank God, at last was dead."
The essay was presented by Adam Nicholson, and at the same time tomorrow, Kirstine McHugh sings and writes about some of the Scottish songs from the Napoleonic era. That's tomorrow night at 11:15. And just to add, you can listen again to all this week's essays on the Radio 3 website, and our Napoleon season continues tomorrow at midday with Composer of the Week, Napoleon's Music.
It's one of the most dazzling works of the 20th century, Luciano Berio's Sinfonia, a multi-layered hullabaloo of musical and written quotations from Samuel Beckett to Gustav Mahler, with nods along the way to Stravinsky, Brahms, Debussy and Ravel. There's a rare chance to hear Berio's Sinfonia performed live in Radio 3 Live in Concert. Join me, Louise Fryer, this Friday night on BBC Radio 3 at 7:30.
When Béla Bartók arrived in New York from war-torn Europe in 1943, he was ill, unhappy and short of work and money. Serge Koussevitzky in Boston threw Bartók a musical lifeline, commissioning from him what was to be the Hungarian composer's last orchestral masterpiece, his Concerto for Orchestra, so-called because of the way Bartók shines a spotlight on each instrumental section in turn. And he also found space within it for a wicked parody of Shostakovich's Leningrad Symphony. In Building a Library this week, Rob Cowan compares the recordings to see if there are any to equal some of the classic accounts or Bartók's fellow Hungarians on disc. And the CD review disc of the week is a concerto for violin and orchestra, Prokofiev's Second, in the fine new performance from Janine Jansen. I'm Andrew McGregor. I hope you'll join me for CD reviews Saturday mornings from 9 here on BBC Radio 3.
We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Trees. Where's the wind and she wears the breeze? Where's the wind and she wears the sleeves all up on her arms? Said our lady of the tall trees, where's the wind and she wears the breeze? Where's the wind and she wears her leaves almost effortlessly? Said our lady of the tall trees. Said our lady of the tall. Tall trees, Our Lady of the Light. Said Our Lady of this and that and other things that we forgot. Said Our Lady of the tall trees, Our Lady of the night. Wraps herself in rice and greens and other fancy things she bought. Said Our Lady of the tall. Our Lady of the Tall Trees, supper served. Said Our Lady of the Tall Trees, where's the wind and she wears the breeze? Where's the wind and she wears her sleeves all up on her arms? Said Our Lady of the Tall Trees, where's the wind and she wears the breeze? Where's the wind and she wears her leaves almost effortlessly? Said Our Lady of the Tall Trees, Our Lady of the Tall.
Helen Morrison and Eli West with the title track of an album that was one of the highlights, certainly amongst the releases of 2012, Our Lady of the Tall Trees, which you'll find on their own label. Welcome to Late Junction from Madagascar. This is the sound of the vali, a zither made from a tube of bamboo and also strung with strings made out of bamboo. So this is a piece honouring the wood from which it's made. Thank you. Bamboo by Justin Vallee, a man so at one with his instrument, the Malagasy Vallee, that he took its name for his own. Well, 2012 has, of course, been a big year for John Cage, with many ensembles and Radio 3, of course, marking his centenary with all kinds of projects and performances. And tonight we've got two tiny movements from his piece for prepared piano called The Perilous Night. The first one here is piece number 4, played by Boris Behrman.
A holiday on ice. Let's fly away today to paradise. A holiday on ice. Let's fly away today to paradise. Donkeys were banned beside the seaside, 'cause of the mess they made at low tide. Just close your eyes and it will disappear. Crack another pack of ice beer. Oh, holiday on ice. Let's fly away today to paradise. Oh, holiday on ice. We booked a bargain getaway for 99p plus the excess baggage fee. Feel so good, don't wanna go back. Making doilies of the ice cap. Click clack, kick off your shoes, it's fun, fun, fun. Sticky lollies in the noon sun. A holiday on ice. Let's fly away today to paradise. A holiday. In the morning, or just before the final warning. Sit back, book in your lap, don't face the facts. We are on holiday and that's that. A holiday on ice. Let's fly away today to paradise. A holiday. Let's all raise a glass and toast ourselves into cannibals of the English
Well, that group describe themselves as purveyors of an oddly dark kind of light music. Mr. Diagonal and the Black Light Orchestra, and a piece from that album, Late Victorian, called Holiday on Ice. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. There's a percussion ensemble that was somewhat legendary in its day, the Cults Percussion Ensemble, founded by Ron Forbes, from all kinds of people that he was teaching at the time in the 1970s, including, for this recording, the 14-year-old Evelyn Glennie. So this album is now something of a collector's item. It's self-titled, and that was the group playing the Erlangen Polka. Details will be on the Late Junction playlist. Now, from Portugal, here's somebody who doesn't need a whole percussion ensemble. She just needs simply one triangle. This is Dona Rosa and a traditional song called In This Portuguese Land.
Nesta terra portuguesa, meu amor, tu podes crer. Ouvirei com certeza a moda que o povo quer. Todos dançam sem parar, não têm dia de festa. Chinelas a dar, não há dança como esta. Ora, vira, vira comigo, apreceito. Sim, deste jeito nós vamos bailar. Ora, vira, vira contigo a meu lado. Vira, virado, pois és o meu par. Ora, vira, vira comigo, apreceito. Sim, deste jeito nós vamos bailar. Ora, vira, vira contigo a meu lado. Vira, vira, pois és o meu par. Anda lá para terreiro, dança, vira, pois então tu vais ser o primeiro a louvar meu coração. O meu pai até me disse para contigo eu casar, mas eu não vou na tolice, só solteirinha vou ficar. Ora, vira, vira comigo, apreceito. Sim, deste jeito nós vamos bailar. Ora, vira, vira contigo a meu lado. Vira, virado, pois és o meu par. Ora, vira, vira comigo, apreceito. E assim deste jeito nós vamos bailar. Ora, vira, vira contigo a meu lado. Vira, virado, pois és o meu par.
Como não?
Flamenco guitarist Nino Josele and a song called Luna Mora, meaning Moorish Moon, from his recent release El Mar de Mi Ventana, which you'll find on Warner Spain. Now, do you remember a while ago that Teldec released a clever album bringing together the piano music of Georges Ligeti with the traditional music of the Central African Pygmies and also various pieces by Steve Reich? It still makes for very satiating listening. Here's a taster.
Yeah.
That's another piece from John Cage's Perilous Night, played by Boris Behrman. That following on from the rich polyphonic singing of the Aka Pygmies of Central Africa and also Clapping Music, which was written by Steve Reich in 1972. And that album of music by Reich, Ligeti and the Aka Pygmies, is called African Rhythms. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and having spent many hours myself trying to master playing the cello while singing at the same time, even to the most basic level, here's a woman that I can't help but admire. This is Laura Moody and a song she calls They're Saying It's Over.
Saying it's over now. Ow, 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 ow. Day has come, the air is sweet and you were lies there at our feet. I never felt as old as now. We stood aside, it came to pass. Thy kingdom come, what must be said, what must be done. But I am knelt in the emotion, bow to your ways, given all devotion to the lifetimes in your gaze. Now will you turn? Will you turn in these lost lights fading? See me now. See me. Again. Nobody knows just how the war was won and airborne on a strip of blue. We fought, we fell, we flew into today. Now do I live a life through all the darkening years? Deny my love, deny my blood when I melt in the emotion, bow to your ways and given all devotion to lifetime. Your gaze now will you turn? Will you turn in these lost lights fading? See me now. See me now. How could see the end? In the end. Get
Ghent.
Wonderfully expressive stuff from the cellist and singer Laura Moody and a song called They're Saying It's Over. And now for a slow burner from the Swedish duo Roll the Dice, here's another cellist, Anja Lechner, playing alongside pianist Vasilis Tsabropoulos and a sweet Song of Prosperity.
Thank you.
Il faut que tu saches si la vie c'est de naître ou mourir. Lequel des remords ou des triomphes sont les plus féconds. S'il vaut mieux trouver des réponses ou poser des questions. S'il faut retenir les prénoms puis enterrer les noms. Si c'est perdre son temps qu'espérer la moisson. Sache si la peur est un trésor, si la fuite est la mort. Toi qui viendras après moi. Toi qui viendras après moi. Il faut que tu saches si l'amour est un ciel, une prison. Si ton sexe est une fleur, un poison. T'as pas qu'une saison. Tes yeux situent des doux miroirs, des forts dans la nuit. Tes mains doivent tenir fermement ou s'ouvrir tendrement. Quel sang irrigue ton cœur si tu le tiens celui des autres. Sache s'il faut mieux lâcher prise ou combattre en mordant. Toi qui viendras après moi. Toi qui viendras après moi. Toi il faut que tu saches. Car moi et les miens on n'a pas su. Il faut que tu saches s'il vaut mieux marcher en aveugle. Patient espérant l'inconnu, immobile et confiant. Le courage situe de près des flancs, aux brises puis aux griffes. De se protéger, de se cacher du froid puis des attaques. Est-ce la guerre qui répare, est-ce la paix qui sépare. Sache si l'enfant y est plus petit ou bien plus grand que toi. Toi qui viendras après moi. Toi qui viendra après moi. Et si tu me rejoins dans la nuit d'un jour, tu me diras si tu sais. Ou si comme moi, étourdi par le monde, par l'ivresse des buts, par la folie des soirs, par la chaleur de l'autre, étourdi comme moi, si tu sais toujours pas. Crois comme moi qui cherche à croire que l'important c'est de pas le savoir, mais de jamais oublier de chercher pour ceux qui viendront après toi. Pour ceux qui viendront après toi. Pour ceux qui viendront après toi.
That's Quebec's Nicolas Pellerin and a song called Il faut que tu saches, You Must Know. And that following on from the Swedish duo Roll the Dice, working with sound artist Paul on remixes of tracks from the second album that Roll the Dice released on the Leaf label. It was originally an album called In Dust. And so now we have this album of remixes called In Dubs, and that track was calling Dub Workers. If you'd like the details, drop us a line. You can email us late.junction@bbc.co.uk. You can write to us at BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A1AA, or of course you could just have a look at the playlist, which we post on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Now, before hearing from Nick Cave, here's a recording that I haven't heard in a while. This is the gamelan jagog, the bamboo gamelan of Bali. And this is an instrument made from huge stems of bamboo. And it creates music that sounds, as Andy Channing, the producer of this record, says, sounds like everything from thunder rolling round the mountains to great winds rushing through the forests or raindrops falling on rice fields. Thank you.
Except in stupid I lie upon the stones and I swim. Darling little dandelions done the thing and they change from suns into moons. The dragons roam the shopping malls. I hear they're gonna eat our guts. If I have the strength, I might pick up my sword and make some attempt to resist. Get ready to shoot yourself. You grab your sap and your heater. Get ready to shoot yourself. On the night of the Lotus Eater.
Wonderful dark ambience from Elsie Martins, working under the moniker Atom Eye. And that's the first part of her trilogy 120, following on from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Night of the Lotus Eaters. That's on their album Dig Lazarus Dig. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and these are the voices of Anonymous 4.
Thank you.
Ube Domine, sung by Anonymous Four, and then the piece Sandhaya by the guitarist and composer Thierry Robin, taking inspiration from the music of India. As did George Harrison for this next song. He recorded musicians in Mumbai, including the flautist Hari Prasad Chaurasia, and then dubbed the vocals over later Abbey Road before the Beatles released it as the B-side to Lady Madonna. This is The Inner Light.
Without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one the less one really
looking, do all without doing.
What a great ensemble that is. Harmonium Shenhai, which is the reed instrument, the sarod, and the pakavaj drum, and that's the Inner Light by the inspirational George Harrison. And after that, I thought I'd leave you tonight in Nepal with six members of the group Katumba, who've made it their mission to research, preserve and play the folk music of their homeland. I'm Verity Sharp. See you for Late Junction at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Good night.
Thank you.
Welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, the 2011 Sacrum Profanum Contemporary Music Festival in Krakow, devoted a series of concerts to the music of Steve Reich, including his New York counterpoint, Double Sextet and Tehillim. And we'll hear those tonight, along with pieces by composers he acknowledges as influences, Bartok, Debussy, Stravinsky, and for his rhythmic influence, Bach. So here to set off, the prelude from Bach's first cello suite, played by Claudio Bohorques, as an introduction to Reich in 1972, putting pulse back into experimental music and his clapping music for two musicians. Those musicians here, David Cossin and Steve Reich himself. Clapping, music by Steve Reich, David Cossin with Steve Reich himself, and before it, the prelude from Bach's first cello suite played by Claudio Bojorquez. More from those Reich concerts in just over 5 minutes. Meanwhile, one of his influences, Bartok, and this is Bartok with a reminder of the ever-changing politics of Central Europe in the title he gave to the music, Romanian Folk Dances from Hungary. It's music collected by Bartok from Transylvania in around 1912, and Bartok here possibly at a wedding.